Hey, hey, have you heard? It's your host, Chris DeMakes, and I'm headed back to the Punk Rock Museum. That's right, the powers that be have invited me back, and I couldn't be more excited. Allow me to be your guide as we wind through 5 decades of punk rock history, merchandise, and memorabilia. Cinco de Mayo weekend, Friday, May 3rd, Saturday, May 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. There'll be 2 tours each day at 12:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. And the best part for me is you. Your stories, your questions, your experiences. Yep, some of you old punkers have taught this guy a thing or two on these tours, and I love it. Head over to thepunkrockmuseum.com for tickets. Don't miss out. Only 30 spots per tour. Get your tickets now at thepunkrockmuseum.com.
Defeat DeMakes, defeat DeMakes. Do you think you have what it takes? Music trivia, useless knowledge, shit you never learned in college. Defeat DeMakes, defeat DeMakes. Do you think you have what it takes?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Defeat DeMakes. As you know, I'm your host, Chris Fafalius, and I'm here to squeeze and twist the brains of Chris DeMakes and today's challenger. If you're listening at home or in the car or on a run, I hope you enjoy playing along. And if you'd like to play for real, you can sign up for our supporting cast at chrisdemakes.com, where we do regular casting calls for contestants via email. Members of our supporting cast can submit their names, and then I pull contestants from a hat. Lately, I've been pulling them out of my Portland Trailblazers hat. It's a nice hat. Okay, enough about that. First off, let's take the obligatory minute to say hi to the host of Chris DeMakes, a podcast, and the namesake of Defeat DeMakes, the incomparable Chris DeMakes.
Yeah. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Good, man. Chris, have you recovered from the defeat that you experienced in the last episode?
Man, I am still stinging. I have to admit, a couple sleepless nights, beat myself up, got the rock and roll encyclopedia out. I've been studying, and hey. Here's to a better day.
Okay, well, you're still batting 500 with a record of 1-1. And now we move on to today's contestant. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got the facts in his dome that'll bring a win home. Put your hands together for Dylan Cologne!
Yeah, that was nice.
Dylan, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you currently located?
I am in sunny Port Charlotte, Florida.
What do you do? What do you enjoy? And what is your area of music trivia expertise?
I am currently in the hospitality industry. I cook food at a British pub. I enjoy my wife, Christy, my adorable son, Dresden, and just navigating the daily-day crazy world we live in.
And your area of musical expertise, would you say?
I'd say probably anywhere from 70s punk rock all the way to modern-ish 2000s. A little bit of jazz, a little bit of blues, a little bit of metal, a little bit of pop. I'm all over the board.
You're well-rounded. You're very suited for this show.
I want you to only give him 40s standards for questions, okay? Right. I have to win it. And I want to say something about Dylan to all the listeners who are familiar with Less Than Jake, which I'm sure most of you are. We had a record called Borders and Boundaries in the year 2000 that came out with a song called Mr. Chevy Celebrity. And that song is about Dylan's 18th birthday party. Was it your graduation party? 18th birthday?
18th birthday. You are correct, sir.
Through the years that a whole lot changed. How about that party where you stole the beer tap? I really hope that you know. I almost got my ass beat. Almost got my ass beat. I wanna know.
Yeah, so Dylan is the burnout from that song.
I am guilty as charged.
Very nice. So anyway, before we get started today, I'm gonna go through the rules real quick for anyone who hasn't listened before. I know that you guys already know how the game works, but I'm going to go over this real quick for anyone who's tuning in for the first time. In each of the first 2 rounds, you'll choose between 2 categories. Each round consists of 3 questions for each contestant. In the first round, scoring works like this. If you can answer the question without the multiple choice, you'll get 2 points. If you can answer the question with the multiple choice, you'll get 1 point. And As you know, you each get one DeMakes to use throughout the course of the entire show. You can use your DeMakes to DeMake the other person answer the question. If they get it wrong, you'll get the full points for the question. If they get it right, they'll get the full points for the question. But keep in mind, the person who is being DeMaked will always get the multiple choice. But regardless of that, it still counts for the full points. So use your DeMakes wisely and strategically. You guys got it?
Got it.
Got it. Heard.
Good. Great. Fantastic. On to the show. Dylan, you are our guest, so we'll start with you. Your category choices are banned beef or 80s pop.
Let me go banned beef.
In June of 2000, Limp Bizkit took the stage an hour late at the K-Rock Dysfunctional Family Picnic in New Jersey. Fred Durst then announced from the stage that Who was, quote, backstage right now acting like fucking Michael Jackson.
Oh my God. Multiple choice, please.
Your choices are A, Chad Kroeger of Nickelback, B, Jonathan Davis of Korn, C, Scott Stapp of Creed, or D, Wes Scantlin of Puddle of Mud.
This could literally fucking be any of those guys on any given day. I'm going to go with the Nickelback guy, Chad Kroeger.
Sorry, Dylan. It was Scott Stapp of Creed. But, you know, you're right. It could have been any of them. So, Chris.
Yes.
On to you. On to you.
My arms are wide open. I'm ready, Chris.
Yeah. Your choices are 90s alternative song lyrics or One Hit Thunder.
Oh, jeez. When are you going to give me the heavy metal questions, huh? I'm telling you, this game's not rigged. I'll say it to you, Dylan, everybody listening, okay? I'm not getting any preferential treatment here from my producer. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Never, never would I give you preferential treatment.
I'm going to go with your other podcast namesake, One Hit Thunder.
In their 1990 hit, Unbelievable, EMF contains a sample of which celebrity who was very popular at the time?
Oh, man. I want to say it's Arsenio Hall, but I don't know for sure. Give me the answers, the choices.
Your choices are A, Roseanne Barr, B, Andrew Dice Clay, C, Robert Downey Jr., or D, Sam Kinison.
B, Dice Clay.
You're unbelievable.
You know, I went out of the gate last week, didn't use the multiple choice, and that hurt me greatly, so I had to go with the multiple choice here.
We're back to you, Dylan. It's 1-0, no big deal. Your choices are 90s punk or 70s hard rock.
90s punk.
In 1998, Lagwagon released their fifth full-length album, Let's Talk About Feelings. The album includes the song Everything Turns Gray, which is a cover of a song by what Orange County band?
Oh, man. Multiple choice, please.
Your choices are A, The Offspring, B, Social Distortion, C, Agent Orange, or D, The Vandals.
Is it C, Agent Orange?
You got it.
Yes!
All right.
Dylan is on the board, everybody. We're back to Chris with a tie game for the moment. Chris, your choices are musical oddities or yacht rock.
Musical oddities, like a musician missing his left foot or something. This could be anything, right?
It could be.
All right. I got to go musical oddities, although I like me some yacht rock. Musical oddities.
This death metal band is fronted by a 27-year-old parrot named Waldo.
Oh, geez. I have seen the videos of this parrot. I have no idea I don't even know if I'd be able to remember from the choices. Hit me.
Your choices are A, bird vomit, B, the avian flu, C, hate beak, or D, splooge.
What was the first one? Was what, hate vomit?
A, bird vomit.
Or bird vomit. I love bird vomit, but I got to go B. I think B's the answer.
Damn it, man.
Sorry, Chris. It's actually hate beak.
Hate beak. All right. Who knew?
Those are kind of all winners, though.
Yeah, they are.
I made up the rest of those bands, so if any band out there needs a name, Bird Vomit.
I think Bird Vomit's better than Hate Beak, to be honest
bird
with you.
Bird Vomit was the one for me, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a tie game, and we got one more round of questions before we get into the second round. And we're back to you, Dylan. Your choices are 80s punk or 90s metal.
80s punk.
This band is credited with coining the term mosh pit.
80s punk mosh pit. Multiple choice, please.
Your choices are A, Minor Threat, B, Black Flag, C, Bad Brains, or D, Dead Kennedys.
I love Joe Biafra and I love Dead Kennedys. I have the tattoo on my ankle from when I was 13 and I did it myself, so I'm going to go with them.
Sorry.
Ah.
It was Bad Brains. The story behind it was that they meant to yell mash it, mash down Babylon, which is a reggae inspired term, but it was misheard as mosh it, and the phrase stuck from then on.
I never heard that, and that's pretty amazing.
Chris, did you know that one?
I did not know that, and I'm a Bad Brains fan, so.
Me too, wow.
Chris, your category choices are 80s metal or the 90s.
I think you know what I'm going with here. I gotta go right up my wheelhouse, 80s metal.
Oh, shit.
In 1983, Slayer had to self-finance the recording of their debut album. Part of the budget for the album came from bassist and vocalist Tom Araya's savings, which he had by working as what?
Wow, this is very obscure. Tom Araya, I do not know. I have no idea. The only thing I could think of was he maybe worked at a music store. I'm gonna have to go with the music. Go with the multiple choice.
Your choices are: A, a realtor; B, a landscaper; C, a respiratory therapist; or D, an X-ray technician.
Wow. I remember this now, and I want to say it was in the medical field. It was either respiratory technician or X-ray technician. I don't know which. So I just don't know. I'm going to go with respiratory technician.
You got it. It's respiratory therapist, but we'll give you credit for that. You got it.
Bravo.
Good job.
There's no such thing as a respiratory technician.
Maybe there is for all I know, but
that was a very, very buried memory. I do recall that, though.
Well, that ends round one with Chris holding on to a very slim lead of 2-1. It was a great first round, and we're going to come back for round two, where the points are doubled. And guys, remember, you still have those demakes in your pockets to use at any point. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.
And we're back. We got a very tight game today. But now, guys, the points are doubled. Don't forget, like I said before the commercial break, you guys still have those demakes in your pockets to use too. But you'll each get three more questions this round. But now the points are doubled. You'll get 4 points if you get it without the multiple choice and 2 points if you get it with the multiple choice. It's anybody's game, and we are going to still start with Dylan since he is trailing by 1 point right now. Dylan, how you feeling? You feel confident?
I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling strong. I really want to bring this home. I got a half-empty Coors Banquet next to me. It's delicious and refreshing. Feel free to send me a fucking case if anybody at that company is listening. I don't know if you're allowed to do that on your show. Sorry.
You're like Johnny from Cobra Kai. That's what Johnny from Cobra Kai drinks.
Coors is an upgrade from PBR and Natty Light. So
yeah.
Doing something right.
Yeah, the old days.
Okay. Here are your categories. 2000s punk or one hit thunder.
I'm going to go with One Hit Thunder because I dropped out of a lot of mainstream punk after the mid-2000s, and I don't want to take that chance.
Danzig's only mainstream hit was the song Mother. Who is the mother to which Glenn is referring?
It is literally Tipper Gore of the PMRC.
You got it! Wow, that's a big 4 point, no multiple choice answer.
That could be the end of the game because I haven't gotten one. I have,
Chris. I feel like maybe you threw your producer a bone there. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a fan.
I have to guess one without the multiple choice. I have to get one without multiple choice, or that's the death knell of me.
So Dylan takes a 5-2 lead.
All right,
but he is a question ahead. So. Chris, it's back to you.
All right.
Your choices are 90s alternative song lyrics or band beef.
Band beef.
In an interview with Flipside magazine, Kurt Cobain called this band false alternative macho metal and complained that MTV lumped the band and Nirvana together.
Macho metal.
False alternative macho metal was actually the quote.
I'm going to have to go with multiple choice.
Your choices are A, Pearl Jam, B, Alice in Chains, C, Soundgarden, or D, Mudhoney.
Well, it's not Mudhoney because they were buddies. Actually, he was more friends, I think, with the Melvins than Mudhoney. My first instinct before you read the choices was Pearl Jam. I have no idea. I'm going to go Pearl Jam.
You got it.
Ah, all right. Dang it.
2 points.
All I had to do was just say Pearl Jam, but man, I'm gun shy after last week. That's what happens.
I feel like Soundgarden screams more macho than Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Right? Not fake. Love them all, but yeah.
Poor Eddie Vedder, man. He got a bad rap.
I believe that later Kurt Cobain actually apologized for that because he thought Eddie Vedder was cool or whatever. That was something he said earlier, but yeah, I don't think that beef stuck, but that was just something he said to a magazine at the time. So we got a close game once again. Dylan holds on to a slim lead of 5-4, and we're back to Dylan. Dylan, your category choices are 90s hip hop or pop music of today?
Oh,
motherfucker.
you might want to crack another Coors.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 90s hip hop.
Warren G and Nate Dogg had a hit in the spring of 1994 with Regulate, which was the first single from the Above the Rim soundtrack. To my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate. 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. The song makes heavy use of a 4-bar sample of what song?
Oh my god, I fucking love this song. Multiple choice, please.
Your choices are A, Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross, B, I Keep Forgettin' by Michael McDonald, C, Rosanna by Toto, or D, Keep On Loving You by REO Speedwagon.
B, Michael McDonald.
You got it.
Yes! I keep forgetting when I'm power of the McDonald's.
So Dylan extends his lead slightly. It is now a 7-4 game. Chris, we're back to you.
All right.
Your choices are 2000s punk or 80s pop.
Let's go for 80s pop.
This 80s pop star had a hit with her cover of I Think We're Alone Now, a song first released in 1967 by Tommy James and the Shondells.
Yes, that would be Tiffany with I Think We're Alone Now.
Got it.
That might be my first 4-pointer, I think. Maybe? I don't know. But I knew that one.
Yeah, me too. I don't have it on vinyl or anything.
Oh, you knew that one too?
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
I love me some pop cheese.
All right, so we got one question each left before the final round.
Oh, boy.
And Chris DeMakes now has a slim 1-point lead by a score of 8-7. And we're back to you, Dylan. Your category choices are the 90s or 80s metal.
80s metal.
The guitar parts on the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right and No Sleep Till Brooklyn were played by what guitarist?
Oh, yeah, baby. That would be my boy Kerry King from motherfucking Slayer.
You got it.
No sleep till...
I guess that was a gimme. I guess that was a gimme to you guys.
I don't even think he got paid for that.
That's a 4-pointer. That's finishing strong. So you take an 11-8 lead. Chris, you have one more question left before we enter the final round.
All right.
Your category choices are legendary artists or 90s metal.
I'm going to go for legendary artists.
This artist charted a top 40 single every year from 1970 to 1997.
I feel like if I don't just go for it, I'm going to lose the game. And if I go for it, I'm going to lose the game. So I'm predicting that I'm losing this game. I'm going to say Elton John.
You got it.
Whoa!
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never fading with the sunset when the rain set in. And your footsteps will always fall here along England's greenest hills. Your candles burned out long before your legend ever will.
great fucking answer. That was my answer.
And I'll tell you why, Chris. His last hit, I think, was the remake of Candle in the Wind in 97. And that was the only reason right there. So I took a gamble.
Wow, we're going to have a very exciting final round because right now, Chris DeMakes has a one-point lead.
Uh-oh.
By a score of 12 to 11. And now we move on to the final round, which is the wager round, where you can bet your points to try to win. Right now, Dylan, you have 11 points you can wager. You get to wager your points based on what your category is, and then Chris DeMakes will have to answer the other category. He's in the lead. You get a little bit of an advantage as the guy who is currently trailing. Your category choices are either going to be 1994 or 1995.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with 94.
And how many of your 11 points would you like to wager?
I just want to wager two.
Two. He's just trying to take that very slim lead. Okay.
Playing it safe, baby.
In 1994, a total of nine, yes, nine, only nine songs held the number one spot on the Billboard 100 for the entire year. Two of these songs were by the same artist. What artist was it? Your choices are A, Ace of Base, B, Celine Dion, C, Boys to Men, or D, Bryan Adams?
1994. Celine Dion.
Sorry.
Oh.
It was Boys to Men with their songs I'll Make Love to You and On Bended Knee.
On their way out. No wonder I didn't know that. She was on her way up. They were on their way out. Oh, well.
Which means that by default, Chris, you have retaken the title of the Defeat DeMakes champion once again. How do you feel?
I feel good, but I got to hand it to my challenger today, Dylan. Oh. You did great, buddy. You did really well. And that last answer, the Elton John, I took kind of a Hail Mary there. I was kind of half 50-50 certain, but yeah, if it wasn't for that, you'd be the winner. So congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
You did good.
Congratulations on not winning, Dylan, but you were a very worthy competitor. I'd be very interested to know if anyone at home would have done better than you. I highly doubt it. You did a great job. Chris did get that Hail Mary answer on Elton John. 1997 was a tip-off. Candle in the Wind, 97. But thanks a lot for coming on today, Dylan.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, brother.
I'll tell you another thing too, Dylan. If you would have won tonight, I think we'd had to change the show to defeat Dylan. You know, I would have been crushed if I didn't win. So thanks for playing, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. Love you, brother. All love.
Well, that concludes another episode of Defeat DeMakes. If you'd like to be eligible to be a contestant on Defeat DeMakes, go sign up for our supporting cast at chrisdemakes.com. Every month, we send out a casting call for a challenger so you could get your shot to show the world what you know. On top of that, you'll get weekly episodes of the After Party podcast, an entire back catalog of After Party episodes, discounts on merch, invites to Zoom parties, and most importantly, you'll be supporting the podcast that you love. We'll see you next time for another episode of Defeat DeMakes.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.
I don't think it overstates things to say that the Beatles were the greatest gift to entertainment and culture of our time, a secular religion, if you will. with their universal appeal and demonstrable impact on people's lives. I'm Robert Rodriguez, host of Something About the Beatles. With every episode, I speak with historians, musicians, artists, and Beatle witnesses, all in the service of fresh insights into the most joyous cultural entity the world has ever known. I hope you'll join me and listen to Something About the Beatles, now on Evergreen and wherever you get your podcasts.